Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You see where Bart Scott took a shot at Patrick Queen last week, and then Queen clapped back, Bob. You like that?
Yeah, I do. I like clapping back when it's something that, you know, he doesn't agree with, and that's the way you do it on social media.
Did you like Bart Scott when he played?
I thought he was a really good player, yeah. I mean, do I like him? I've never met him, so I don't know that. I just know he was a good player.
Well, not personally. I mean, did you like his demeanor, his personality?
Yeah, I think it reflected what they were trying to do. And, you know, the Steelers tried to match that. They did, and they often did better. Those were great matchups, man. I used to love the physicality of that. We see a lot of it today, not as much. Maybe over the line back then was tolerated. Now it isn't. But, you know, we saw some of that this week, some of the scuffles that went on.
That was an old school football game.
You know who
that
I really like
stuff.
More and more?
Who?
Is Mason McCormick.
Love his attitude,
he
right?
He's one of those guys that – he is a brawler. He's out there, and he's second layer. You watch him. He pulls a lot, and when he does, he goes after more than one person. He's wearing 66, which is an interesting number for him to wear there. But, you know, he's as a young kid who I don't think was expected to play, if James Daniels wasn't hurt, he wouldn't be playing. Man, he's really done a very good job.
Well, Bart Scott went a little far calling Patrick Queen a Judas because he went to – the Steelers? I mean, the Ravens didn't want him
back. They didn't
back.
Offer him.
What's he supposed to do? Exactly.
Yeah, what's he supposed to say? I'll take whatever just because I'm a Raven? No,
it's like when James Harrison went to the Patriots. The Steelers weren't using him, and they let him go. So what are you supposed to do then? Now, his final year, I don't think that he exactly behaved in a professional way.
Right.
And having said that, once they cut him, you're allowed to go anywhere you want to make a living, right? This seems to be a perfect team for Patrick Queen.
Yeah, and the Steelers recognized that talent. That's why they went after him. And you had to know that that was going to be a possibility, given the inside linebacking problems the Steelers have had all. And Mike Tomlin always has said really good things about him. Together with Roquan Smith, those two were very good. So he had a chance to get here and solve one of their big problems. Why wouldn't it be a possibility? So no Judas.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
How about that?
Bob?
I was a little surprised he came out so heavily with that one.
That was pretty good.
And he didn't hesitate either. One man's trash is another man's treasure.
That was Tomlin. And Patrick Queen went right back at Bart Scott and basically said that he has the same stats in year five that it took Bart Scott 12 years to get. That was a great line, Bob. Did you like that?
And I thought he made his impact on this game. I mean, that play at the end of the first half was significant.
Here's another thing that's happening is the contributors from the past two drafts in this game. And Fotanu, we've barely seen the guy. Zach Freight, look at these last two drafts right now. You usually, you know, I think every guy has contributed in some way, somehow, even as a depth piece. But look at what happened on Sunday and what's been happening with some of these guys. Zach Frazier, might be a top five center in the whole league right now. Peyton Wilson makes one of the greatest interceptions in the history of the rivalry. I mean, it was ridiculous. Mason McCormick, you just mentioned him, Bob. Joey Porter Jr. had a fabulous game, made the game-winning play. Keanu Benton has become a solid starter, I think still with star potential. Mount Washington, despite not jumping for a ball, had a big catch. He's a good blocker. He's become a pretty good player. Nick Herbig was awesome in the game. And then you have Corey Trice and Spencer Anderson. They've gotten like 10 players, the top three or four or five of whom are going to be high-impact players.
Absolutely.
These two drafts are spectacular, it looks like.
And this is while drafting late in the first round. It doesn't even impact first round. It goes well beyond that, right? And you didn't mention Roman Wilson, who hopefully will have some sort of role in this down the road.
Yeah, or Broderick Jones, who had a tough game, but he had a great game against Washington. That was the best game of his career.
He didn't allow any kind of pressures
in that game. No pressures. No pressures at all. Do you belong to PFF limits? Why not?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think somebody here does.
Could Bob pitch in maybe and help you belong to
that? Yes. If that's the case, then yes.
I think somebody needs to because I'm interested. PFF's numbers, at least according to some headlines I read, had Herbig with a bad game. How do you figure that, Bob?
Yeah, I don't know. Some of those numbers are a little questionable. Like they have Russell Wilson ranked really low in among starting quarterbacks. And I get some of the rationale, but, you know, when you're going to use stuff like turnover-worthy throws, I get it. I understand what that means.
Yeah.
But sometimes it doesn't necessarily reflect the entire play in which it happens. So, you know, it's a metric. It's a good metric. They've been very popular. But
I think some of the
there
stuff
are some of it I disagree
great.
With. Some of it is good.
Yeah,
I don't see how Herbig had a bad game. I don't know what they were expecting. He hadn't played in how long.
Well, not
came
only
in there
that,
very, he made a key play. How much do you get a lot of credit for that? Because I would give him a ton of credit for that play.
He was impactful on the 2-point conversion. He also got the game off to a great start, and he also had other pressures. Did he not during the game, or was I seeing things?
No, he did. I don't know if they, you know.
I'm sorry.
Against the run, he still has things that he
maybe,
has to figure out.
But. When did they run the ball that much? Did he?
They
get,
didn't.
Did
how
he, did
how
he
about
maybe
coaching
get...
malpractice? We use that terminology. How's Derrick Henry have no carries in the fourth quarter
Incredible.
Of a game that was that tight?
How's he not on the field for a 2-point conversion?
Another reason. I don't know what happened on that play. I'd like to really know what they were doing because it did not look like they had any. There were no receivers. He's rolling left. Don't you have to give him options? The Steelers got in their heads there. I don't think there's any question.
Tomlin got in Harbaugh's head. There's no question about it. Why not just hand the ball to Derrick Henry or at least use him as a decoy? And then like here's a play with three options on it. Stick the ball in Henry's stomach, make it a read option,
play action to him
with a receiver available. They gave themselves, I think they screwed up the play.
Well,
Charles Davis said it on the air. He said, I think there's supposed to be a receiver in this play. And there wasn't one.
And there's no Henry. Henry is you have to account for.
Or Flowers.
And I don't know what they were doing. And for him to roll left with no option other than for him to get in the end zone, there was no way he was going to do it.
There's no doubt they were in their heads.
It was a terrible play, and it was a very well-diagnosed situation by the Steelers.
Nice play by Herbig. Great play by Porter. And then just idiocy. How could you? He doesn't even like to roll that way, does he? Who does?
No, I don't.
Who's a right-handed quarterback who likes to roll?
Normally he goes the other way, right?
Yeah.
So that didn't make any sense to me. I thought that you brought up the Peyton Wilson play. I think, you know, they were talking about that. And Mike Tomlin yesterday told me before, he said, we had Justice Hill is prominent in those plays. When he's in there, that's like what. And so they knew their only linebacker who can get back with him was him, the rookie.
Yeah.
And he did. I never would have thought he had that ball, though, man. But
do
he
you
knew
think he did? Do you think
he
it
knew
was
immediately.
Legit?
Yes, he did. You didn't think it was legit?
I did.
Yeah.
I'm asking you if you did.
No, absolutely. I mean, he ripped it right away from him.
Can you believe this limit?
Tension sparking early in the second hour.
No tensions.
Early in the
what
history,
are tensions?
Early in the history of the Pomp and Joe show, tensions are sparking. I thought, I still look at it and I wonder what the hell happened, but I think in the end it was Justice Hill didn't complete the catch. Therefore, when the ball became up for grabs, it was a new situation. Like, okay, now who's going to make the catch? Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it didn't look that way when it was happening. It looked like Hill had it, but he had, because Wilson got back there, he lodged it loose mid-air flight, right? And you didn't see that. It didn't pop up in the air. It was just loose, and he corralled it himself.
Do you remember Devin Bush making an interception like that?
Same against the Ravens.
Was it
a tight end?
Did it count? I can't remember.
I remember the play.
I think it counted but shouldn't have or something like that, but it was very similar. It might have even been on Andrews.
Andrews or some other tight end they had. It was a big body person who – and he got right – it took it right away from him before the ball ever got to the ground.
Very similar play. Yep. Did you know that Devin Bush is playing regularly for the Browns, Bob?
Yeah, that's not a good sign, is it?
And that he leads them in tackles
over
the last 2 weeks?
That's not a good sign, is it?
That he even had a sack and some tackles for
a loss?
That's
not a good sign, is it?
But no. Because they gave up 214 yards rushing.
And 35 points. And how do you let Taysom Hill rush for 137 yards on seven carries?
This is a game, and this is what I mean. This is what I mean earlier, is if Russ, again, is sort of, you know, isn't dynamic, let's put it that way. Maybe they only score a touchdown and four field goals, which would be what? 12 and 7, 19 points, and they win 19-17.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't feel like this is a legitimate game to get upset about if they win. I just feel like it's survive in advance. I feel like Thursday night football is ridiculous.
I think it's sloppy generally because these two teams, who no matter who they are, there's a lot of penalties. I looked at a graphic, and I forget which site had it. Most penalties in games are normally on Thursday night combined, both teams.
I'm
it's
not
just because
surprised.
They don't do enough to get ready for those games.
Plus, there's a history of Ravens-Steelers when they pound each other senseless. In their next games, they underperform. I just want them to sort of batten down the hatches here, get a little bit conservative, and run the ball against this defense. And then let Jameis Winston hand them the game, which he will sooner or later. Right, Bob?
You think. There are times when he throws 3 touchdowns, no picks. There are other times he throws no touchdowns and 3 picks. You don't know where you're really going to get with him.
I don't think you're going to get much, honestly.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if you see Dorian Thompson-Robinson in this game at some point.
If you lose twice to Dorian Thompson-Robinson, there's an NFL rule that you have to fold your franchise. I didn't even know he was still there.
Well, once they, they had him there because of Flacco's departure. They weren't interested in him. Although Flacco, the more he plays now, the more he's turning into an interception machine, which has always been part of his game. But, man, they went back to Richardson and Indy, and they should have.
15-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. It's the newly christened Pomp and Joe Show. What does that mean, you're wondering, as you're driving around? Is Pomp still going to be on TV? Of course he is. Everything's the same in Pomp's career. He's already on the station twice a week. Now it'll be 3 times a week, or thereabouts, right,
Bob? Or thereabouts, depending on schedules.
Yeah, here and there. Enough to call it the Pomp and Joe Show, I'll tell you that much. And we're very, very excited about that. And it's all started today. Bob's excited. I'm excited. City Limits is beside himself with joy. Is that accurate?
Beside himself with joy?
Yes.
He hasn't gone that far.
Doesn't that contradict itself?
What do you mean?
I've had a lot of joy.
What do you think beside himself implies? That's a saying.
That I'm sad with joy?
No, no, no. You're overjoyed.
Yes, I am very overjoyed.
Yeah, I thought so. You can't be very overjoyed, Bob. That's redundant, wouldn't you think?
Not necessarily. It gets the point across, doesn't it? Regardless if it's redundant, it gets the point across.
Do you know that Bob has nutcrackers in his house?
No, I did not. Are they like actual nutcrackers or the ones that are Christmas decorations?
Bob,
no,
they're nutcrackers.
Yeah, just if you like to crack nuts.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Right around this time of year?
Do it yourself.
It's do it yourself nutcrackers.
It's the only thing I do for
Bob,
myself.
Bob, what kind of nuts do you crack? Like hazelnuts?
Walnuts? Walnuts. Yeah.
Now,
I like hazelnuts. I like all kinds of nuts.
I have a walnut tree in the front yard of our house.
What?
And the walnuts fall like crazy. And
he can bring over fresh nuts, Bob.
Well, they've all fallen by now, but would you take those types of walnuts?
No.
Why?
Because I don't know where they came from. I don't know.
The tree in front of my house.
Okay, fine. But that's not the kind of tree I'm looking for.
You don't trust his nuts.
I don't trust his nuts, no.
That hurts, huh?
They're good nuts right in front of the tree.
Coming up, Jay Caulfield. The Penguins have a couple of issues, or maybe 100 of them. We'll talk. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Then Bob and I are going to take a trip around the NFL from Sunday. I never got a chance to do that yesterday with the Batconian Mongoose. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here. I still can't believe I got into a dispute with him yesterday, Bob. It was unbelievable. He seems very mild-mannered, doesn't he?
Who are we talking about?
Brian Batko.
The Mongol? What did you call him?
It's beside the point. The Batconian Mongoose.
Yeah, you know, Brian's really straight shooter. He just I can't. What did you? What was the dispute nature of it?
I can't. It was about another media person, and it was very odd, I have to say. But we talked it out.
Good.
We talked it out, and I think it was healthy.
I think everything needs to end that way, no matter what the dispute going on has to end that way.
Do you and your wife ever go to bed angry at each other?
No. Never.
We do every night. No. That's my wife, pretty much. Even if she's not saying it, this is what she's thinking every night by the end of the night. Yeah.
Because you're talking golf
Who
in your sleep.
Who takes out the garbage? Here's this. Let me take my glasses off. This is the type of thing that bugs me, Bob. And I feel helpless. We took out the garbage. We did our garbage a certain way for 15 years, okay, in our house. Mm-hmm. When it's full, I wrap it up and put it in the garage, which I can do from indoors, okay? Mm-hmm. So by the end of the week, you have like 5-6 garbage bags down there, correct?
Yes.
And then I put them in a big bag or two big bags and take them out. She decided that she didn't want the garbage in the garage anymore. Just suddenly decided after 15 years. So now she wants to take the garbage all the way outside and into the backyard and put it in a garbage can. I didn't even need a garbage can all these years. So now there's this whole production with the garbage. So I got resentful and said, if that's how you want to do it, then just you can go ahead and do it. And so she does the garbage every week. Should I just let this go and bring it outside?
And it's also your tone.
I know.
You can't. You can't.
But what about
push
her
that
tone?
Back. You can't
she's
push
like,
that back.
Listen to this. This is her. Yeah.
She has every right to call you an idiot, but you cannot respond that way. Just, honey, if that's what you want, go right ahead. Be my guest.
Well, that's sort of what I said. I said, you know, I mean, why can't we still put it in the garage? I don't want it in the garage anymore.
Well,
why? Now we have to go outside. I don't want to go outside.
With Lisa. I told her, as I've told you before, I don't do anything. And I told her that before we got married. I said, please do not expect a handyman. You're not getting that.
Do you take out the garbage?
No.
Who does?
She does.
Say, hey, what are you doing?
She does.
Wait a second, Limits. There's two men sitting here who don't take out the garbage at their own house. Their wives do.
I take out the garbage in my house.
Yeah, but you have a whole family there. You're the kid.
Yeah, but I take it out.
Do you know assembly required does not apply to me? I freak out. I can't do it. She does it. She's very good at putting things together. So when we get assembly required, she does it.
Yeah, I can't put anything together.
Plumbing issues? Call Lisa.
I think my wife is ashamed of me in that way, what you just described. I can't fix or do anything. And her dad was like,
that's how my dad was. And as a result, I never did anything.
He could have had his own show. He was like Mr. Fix-It. He could build a house.
You know, some people go to YouTube. She's done that. Gone to YouTube and figure things out. I just don't have the patience.
I can't even plunge a toilet. No, when there's a toilet problem, I'm useless. I'm useless all the way around.
Me too. But she knew that going in, so I made it very clear that's how it is. And she understands that, and I understand that.
I don't want to walk outside to do the garbage. It doesn't make sense to me. What do you think I should do in that situation?
Let her do it.
Okay.
It's the way she wants it done, so that's fine.
I know, but then there's the old, why aren't you doing this? It's implied in each one.
Well, then
one
all
her,
you have to do is say, well, you preferred it the other way, so
well,
I
you know, that
to
leads to a fight, and then it ends up with Ann, again, yelling. It ends up with that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.